This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 120 for Wednesday, October 27th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mixed on Tuesday, with the bias to the upside in the most active front months. Canola down $2 to up over $23, November up $23.10 at $984.50 per ton. The more active January contract up $6.30 at $960.90. Speculators adding to long positions accounted for much of today's strength. While tight supplies also remain supportive, canola is said to be priced high enough to ration demand, and traders say there's no real reason from a fundamental standpoint to keep futures moving higher. Chicago soy oil was weaker on the day, and that did put some spillover pressure on canola. A firm tone in the Canadian dollar also weighed on values, with the currency back above 81 U.S. cents. In the U.S., wheat and corn futures are higher, while soybeans traded to both sides of unchanged, but were a bit firmer at the final bell. Soy oil was down sharply on the day, seeing a continuation of yesterday's declines, and those losses did spill over to weigh on beans, but advances in soy meal, as well as corn, provided some support. November soybeans up a penny at the final bell at $12.39 per bushel. Seasonal harvest pressure did weigh on prices as producers continue to make good progress and yields have generally beat earlier expectations. A good start to seeding in Brazil was also bearish. Solid demand on the other side provided support, although there was no fresh business announced today. Corn, it posted solid gains on the back of bullish ethanol news. The December contract up 13 cents at $5.57 per bushel. U.S. ethanol production averaged 1.106 million barrels per day in the latest weekly report. That's the second highest on record and down by only 2,000 barrels from the record hit back in 2017. However, even with the high production, stocks of the renewable fuel still tightened. The good U.S. corn harvest pace did pressure values somewhat. Wheat, it is higher across the board. Minneapolis up a penny in the December contract at $10.22 per bushel. Kansas City up 5 cents in December at $7.82 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 7 cents in December at $7.59 per bushel. Tight world supplies and good demand were supportive, with European wheat futures hitting their highest level since 2008 overnight. Egypt, the world's largest wheat importer, bought 360,000 tons of wheat in its latest tender, with Russia, Ukraine, and Romania the suppliers. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, October 27th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.